and sporting a cravat and a beret, entered the room, bowed stiffly first to Holmes and then to me. Monsieur Holmes, Dr. Watson, je suis honoré de vous rencontrer. I am told you think of me an inferior fellow, Mr. Holmes, but it matters not. I am now an old man, and I am in need of your assistance. Holmes was uncharacteristically flustered and embarrassed. I do believe I detected a flush come to his face. I assure you, sir, my unkind opinion referred to your actions when you were at the very start of your illustrious career. I have come to admire your accomplishments, and indeed to incorporate your methods of reasoning into my own work. Please, monsieur, be seated. The honor is ours to have you visit us. Holmes then turned to me. My dear doctor, it is a privilege to introduce you to Chevalier C. Auguste Dupin. Oh, my goodness, I said. I have read so many stories about you. This is indeed a great honor. Sir, please, take a seat. May I offer you a bit of refreshment? I fear we have no absinthe, but there is a bottle of fine cognac in the sideboard. I poured out a glass for each of us, and we sat in silence, sipping for several minutes. For once, Holmes did not demand that a visitor get on with it and state his case. Levaux set his glass on the side table, placed his cane in front of him, and folded his hands over the top of it. Mes amis, if I may call you that, during my long years of fighting...